Good morning, St. Paul's. It's an honor to be here speaking to you today on Baccalaureate Sunday. In the passage from St. John, we hear how important it is to love. Jesus gives us a simple commandment to love one another. This universal commandment to love all human beings encompasses all of the Ten Commandments. If we can follow the simple commandment to love one another, then we will be aligned with the central teachings of Christianity. This one commandment gives us a perfect framework to live a fulfilling life as servants of God. Love is both a noun and a verb. What do I mean by that? We receive love, but we also need to make our actions loving. In the gospel, Jesus says, "Where I am going, you cannot come." But I believe that through our loving acts, we can become closer to Jesus. When we love one another, we become instruments of God to spread light in the world. Through my many years spent at St. Paul's, it is clear that love is at the root of our church community. I see it in the many loving acts of the people of St. Paul's. Dr. Nelson and Kelsey Ferguson are great teachers of this practice. They poured their hearts into helping choristers find their voice. Through their loving acts, our choir produced beautiful music, which reached the broader church community and went as far as St. Thomas in New York City. Simple acts of love, compounded over time, can change lives in the world. Dr. Nelson and Kelsey's commitment and dedication to the choristers shaped us into the people we are today. It allowed us to go into the world and share God's love. In the summer of 2022, I went on the annual youth service trip to Harlan, Kentucky. Harlan, Kentucky is a very different place from Cleveland, Ohio. It is a poor region of Appalachia in need of loving kindness. I wasn't sure what to expect. What would it be like to meet these people who have such a different life experience than my own? When we drove to the house that we would be working on, I noticed that the owner of the house had different political views from mine, indicated by the signs in his front yard. I was worried that our differences might get in the way of me being of loving service to him. But as the day went by, my feelings changed. Several times, the man came outside to get to know us and offer his gratitude. It meant very much to him that we had spent the day in the hot summer sun to help him fix his roof. The hard day of work became worthwhile when I saw how much it meant to him. Through our simple act of service that day, we had shown him that he was loved. It no longer mattered that he had different ideological views or experiences. Love brought us together. Love is a powerful uniting force that allows us to overcome and embrace differences to strengthen our sense of community. Acts of service in the name of God allow us to come together in the face of divisive forces. This is more important than ever. So many problems could be solved if we could find a way to tap into our innate and profound ability to love. Love is a way to become closer with God and each other. As I prepare to go to college next year, I prepare myself for many new challenges and opportunities. In the face of these challenges, I am certain that I will be able to go forth and spread light in the world if I can make all my actions and decisions lovingly. I encourage all of you to use your infinite capacity to love, to strengthen and unite our church community and build a better world in God's image.
Good morning. I've always been bothered by the fact that in today's world, religion is often used to divide us. People are constantly put into groups, pinned against each other in every which way, such as gender, race, and religion. Members of the same religion can even be divided against one another as each attempts to be the, quote, absolute right, following all the little, unnecessarily controlling rules that often put religion in a bad light. Personally, I've always struggled with this idea that religion has been used as a justification for these divisions and the violence that come from them. But the first lesson from today really made me challenge my own perspective of the larger point of Christianity. The first lesson is Peter's account of how he came to be with the Gentiles, who accepted the word of God, even though the apostles did not believe that they should be able to listen and follow the new lessons Jesus taught. As Peter is telling his story to the apostles, he says, The Spirit told me to go with them and not to make a distinction between them and us. Peter is trying to tell us that Jesus did not intend for Christianity to be limited to us and not them, and he taught these lessons in order to break down these barriers that divide people. Christianity was intended to bring us together. Its core message is to love each other. As I've grown up at St. Paul's, I've found that this message is at the center of everything that goes on here. It's this message, to love each other, that brings us together at St. Paul's. My time here has taught me how to build a community, and I've taken these lessons into my life outside of church and well into the future. As I leave St. Paul's, a community that has helped me grow into the person I am today, I want to remind you that religion is not meant to divide. Peter reminded us today that the main message of Christianity is to love each other. And if you take this message out into the world, hopefully religion can be used not to divide, but to connect.
When I was 12 years old, I was in St. Paul's cast play, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. Despite my not wanting to act in the play, both of my brothers were in it, which made it much easier on my parents if they forced me to take part in the production. In You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, as the audience has walked through a day in the life of the Peanuts gang, love and friendship are abundant and accepted. Charlie Brown represents somebody who had everything bad happen to him, yet continued to love. The fictional character loves no matter the circumstances or the problems being faced. In today's gospel, Jesus gives a new commandment, simply to love. During the Last Supper, the disciples didn't know what was coming next. Jesus tried to prepare them. He told them change was coming, that he would no longer be with them. But Jesus didn't give them advice. He gave them a commandment, love one another. That's it. That's the instruction for moving forward into the unknown. Love. Bring love into the world by feeding the hungry, standing up for the oppressed, and loving as Christ had loved them. It's clear that Jesus is not calling us to a casual affection or a place of comfort. He's calling us to a forgiving, patient, courageous love, the love that he showed. It's the love that serves others even when it's hard. It's the love that forgives even when it hurts. It's the love that shows up when people need it. This love is not a feeling, it's a way of being. As a graduating senior, I find myself similar to the disciples in that room. Like them, I've walked a path for years, surrounded by people who have taught me, supported me, and loved me. As I prepare to leave behind my school, my home, my church, and many of the people who have shaped me, I will carry this commandment with me. We all live in changing seasons. Today, it's my graduation, but change is a part of life, and with change often comes uncertainty. The love Jesus showed for his disciples prepared them for change, just as the love I have received at St. Paul's has prepared me for change. I do not fear the uncertainty of what comes next, because I know I can confront anything with love. As Jesus said, "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." May we love just as Christ has loved us. Amen.